Again, I know we're a couple months away from Elul, maybe a month and a half away from Elul, but never too early to start preparing. So those that don't have it, it's a Sifsei Chayin Yom Naraim they have in the various Sfarim stores. But let's begin learning Hakdama Aleph together. We'll learn slowly together. It's a powerful one. It's not as intense as the Sifsei Chayin on Hakdama LeChassidus, but let's take it through. Those who don't have one, I hope that I read slow enough and clear enough, you'll understand what we're reading about. So he begins by saying, "Me'avas Hakadosh Baruch Hu b'nei Yisrael am krova." From the love that Hakadosh Baruch Hu has for his nation, "Yachid lehem es haChodesh haAchron shel haShana shu yimeirachmin v'ratzon." Hakadosh Baruch Hu has established that the very last month of the entire year is a month of rachmim, a month of ratzon, "B'chdei sheyichlu b'nei Yisrael lashuv el Hashem b'chodesh hazeh b'tshuva v'tikun hamayisim." That Hakadosh Baruch Hu gave us an option, a chance of tshuva to go back. Yimei HaDin VaMishpat, as we're leading up to the Day of Judgment, Rosh Hashanah Yom HaKippurim. And Kashir Kol Bai Olam Ovrim Lefanav Kivnei Maron, as every single person passes through, like sheep passing underneath the staff of the shepherd, Vayidei Zeh Yu Nechtavim Nechtamim B'Sefer Chaim L'Shana Tova Mesukah. This way we could get judged, we could get signed and sealed into the Book of Chaim. U'B'Zeh Azman, Meir Hashem Yisbarach V'soch Libos B'nei Adam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu had instilled in the hearts of every single person Eich L'Skar V'El Hashem, how to come closer to Hashem. Now we're in the time period of Bnei Mitzarim where we feel most distant from Hashem from the rest of the year. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the chance, the ability, the understanding how to come closer, how to return back. U'leida Esoderech Asher Halchu Ba Im Tov Ha'isa Olo, to give us the chance to know whether the path we're walking on is a good path, a bad path. This is the skula. The month of Elul is trying to figure out what our path in life is. We're all looking for a path in life. You know, everyone at different stages of life, those who are single, those who are married, those who are parents, grandparents. We're all looking for the proper path, the derech. And l'kayim uvacharta b'chayim l'man tichya tavizarechas. We could choose the path of life for you and your children. This is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives us the path in our hearts to decide what derech uvachar to b'chaim. It's particularly this month, B'chodesh Hazeh, the month of Elul, which the Rizal brings down. This is the machshav, a person should have this pasuk in mind, all of Elul. It says in Yeshaya HaNavi, "Hanosin b'yam derech uvamayim azim nesiva." HaKadosh Baruch Hu paves us a path. Like Kriyas Yamsuf, he opens up the Yamsuf, splits the sea, splits the Yam. We're able to walk through the water. Shehashem Yisbarach Avinu Ha'av Rachman Meir Or Ha'Elyon B'Lev Ha'Adam Ha'Nimsa B'Soch Hayam Ha'Bilbulim Shal Nisyonis. The Kadosh Baruch Hu, he's able to enlighten for us a path to walk in the waves, the current of the water, the world we live in. Limsa Derech Hayash L'Tshuva, to find the direct, the straight path to Tshuva. Ubir ha'inyan hu, dinei tevas Elul b'gematria bina. Elul is the gematria of 67, and bina is the gematria of 67. So those who've learned the Svarim understand that bina is the makor v'shorash ha'tshuva. It's the place where all tshuva comes from. So Elul, which is the makor of tshuva, it's the same gematria as bina. That's where it comes from, the high level of das. The way, where reason the place of tshuva comes from is when a person thinks about tshuva. The ikar tshuva is belev. In a person's life, that's where you do tshuva. And then it obviously manifests itself in action, and averos, and mitzvos. But the ikar tshuva is belev, in the place of bina. K'moshe Amar Kasa, the Pasuk says, Ulevavo yavin v'shav, that a person's heart will understand and will do tshuva. Shesviras bina, she has boninus halev garum l'tshuva. When a person thinks, understands, that bina, that's the place of all tshuva. That's what Elul is about. And further, Gam Tevas Tshuva, the word Tshuva itself, the Svarim tell us, is Toshuv Hay. The Tshuva is to return the hay back. You know, Shem Hashem is Yudke Vavke. And when a person, Chayt, a person sins, Ki Achayt Mafrid Bin Osios Hashem Havayit. It separates between the letters. So it's Yudke Vav, and the hay, the Malchus of hay, separates itself. Uch Sheshav HaBetshuva, when a person returns back, he's Mevi Bechazar Es Osios Vav Hay Le Osei. Connects them back together. He's Toshuv the hay, Ilah, Zus Fears Bina. The hay, just those who don't know, just simply those who don't know I'm talking about, those who do know I'm talking about, the yud is chachma, the hay is bina, the vav is the six in the middle, tiferes, and the hay in the bottom is malchus. Yud kei vav. So the hay that we're putting back is the hay from Bina, which is the higher hay. The first hay, that's fallen apart somehow. The person returns tshuva, it's tosh of hay, puts the hay back into the picture to complete the Shem Hashem Yudke Vavke. So now that's where it gets a little bit deeper. Explains that the Sfiras Bina, every one of the spheres has a different Shem, a different name of Hashem that corresponds to it. And the Sfira Bina is Me'irin Bei Shemos Kedushos. The name Bina, the word of the Sfira Bina, has two different Shemos Hashem. Aleph, the first one, is Shem Ekya. Bimila, when a person writes out Aleph, He, Yud, He, that way, Aleph, Lamed, Pei, He, Yud, Yud, Vav, Dal, and He, Yud, those letters add up to the Gematria of Kuf, Samech, Aleph, 161. That's one letter, Ekya. And there's another Shem Hashem, which is for this Bina, for this Sfira Bina, Shem Havaya, we spoke in the Hagdamos of the Techasidus. Havaya, spelled out in a certain way, has a gematria of 63, Samech Gimel, Sag. So these are the two Shemos Hashem of Bina, Kuf Samech Alf Kasa, and Sag in 63. Ushnei Shemos Elo, these two names, adding them together, 161 plus 63 gives you 224, that's the gematria of Misparm Derech. The way to find the proper derech, a person is looking for the derech, the path in the yam, in the sea, in the current, the waves, the struggles of this world, is these two Shemos Hashem creates the derech, creates the path. When a person's in a meitzer, a person's stuck inside, in a little cavity, a tunnel, tightly, we call it Hashem from a place of tightness. We're stuck between Shavas Ratamas and Tishrav. We're stuck in the place of darkness. The way to climb out is through the derech that we find in Chodesh Elul. Hu ha'olam hazeh shu sfiras malchus hanikres yam. I mentioned the other day in Shari Ora. Shari Ora is the Hagdama to learning all, understanding the spheros. So each of the spheros has many words that mean, that refer to that sphere. So malchus is many, the ground, ha'aret is malchus, yam is aret, is malchus. So we're now in the world, the Olam Hazeh, which is the lowest world. It's a world of the Yam, the world of a sea, the world of Malchus. And the way a person's able to find his way through, you need to find that derech, that path, that's able to break through that Kriyas Yamsuf, that Meitzar. Mitzrayim is Lashon Meitzar. They broke out of Mitzrayim, is Lashon Ben Mitzrayim, to break out of Mitzrayim. Which is the world of the Yam, is Malaya Beklipos HaNikrom Mitzolos Yam. They're caught up in the various challenges of the water. The nets of the water, the depths of the water. Umvakesh loshev el Hashem b'tikun v'shipur ma'isim. The way to do it is to be better. Better in our midos, better in our ma'isim tovim. Ulahayir lo haderech. By doing so, it's going to light up a little path. We're looking for that path. Where's the path? It's a dark world we live in. How do you find the path? So the derech is when you do the right things, that the lights begin to like show up along the, you know, walking outside of a house and it's dark and you can't see up and down the path and the steps. We start doing Ma'isim Tovim, the mitzvos create nair, candles, little candles, and there's a certain aura from the learning of the Torah. So that path begins to light up. You're not going to have a real physical path that's going to light, but you're going to have a certain sense, a certain feeling, that when you do the right thing, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to send you in the right path. And those who've been down that path, and are going down that path, and have been on the wrong path, and then change to the right path, you'll know when it's the right thing to do. So, L'hayir lo haderech asher yelech ba, l'sakin ma'isa b'pol ha'ma'isa. You're going to find that path. When a person does the right thing, you'll be able to be zocha to that path within this deep, deep sea. The tevas derech, the word derech itself is also ola gam kiminin beis pamim hashem yud beis kuf. I don't know what you should pronounce or not pronounce. Is it pronounced? I don't know. So yeah, okay, yabak. Okay, so what I know is only when I read from the svarim. So I don't know how these things are said or should they be said. But yabak. So there's a shem hashem yabak, which might be also the wrong pronunciation, I'll find out.
That's from the, Yaakov was fighting the,
yeah,
the
exactly, yeah, very good, exactly. So he says that, Hu Rashi Tevos HaPasuk, Ya'anenu B'yom Kareinu, that we call out Hashem on the day of the calling, which is Rashi Tevos Yud Beis Kuf, U'mispar Rashi Tevos HaPasuk, it's also the gematria of the Rashi Tevos of Ya'ancha Hashem B'yom Tara. They call out Hashem B'yom Tara, from a day of trouble, from a tsar. That on Eis Ratzon, a person asked me yesterday, is the tightness a day of a Yom Ratzon? Is it a day of a Velus or an Eis Ratzon? It's an Eis Ratzon. B'yom Tzara, Yan Hashem B'yom Tzara, you call out Hashem B'yom Tzara, that's the Rashi Tevos, the Gematria Yud Beis Kuf Yabak. Hashem Yisbarach Oni La'amo Yisrael U'mekabel Es Tshuvosem Ba'ava. When a person calls out to Hashem, when they're in Eis Tzarah, when they're stuck in a Mitzrayim, they're stuck in a Beina Mitzrayim, they're stuck in a Minameta Karasika, you call out to Hashem from such a place, HaKadosh Baruch Hu answers you. And sometimes a person's answered even more so in such a place of darkness. V'teves Yabak Hu'osios Baki. The same letters of Baki, which means to be an expert, to be proficient in something. When you have these two names of Hashem, of the Ekya and the Havaya, of the Kuf Samech Aleph and the Samech Gimel, those two names, Magila Adam Bekiyas Bedarchi of Alfanei Hatshuva, you become an expert. Those words, those Shemos Hashem, makes you an expert in these two paths. What are these two paths? Inyan HaBekiyas was as follows. Lechazek Atma Bedarchi Hashem Tamid Bein Be'aliyah Bein Yerida. We're always moving in life, we know. The big difference between malachim and man is malachim stay. They're told what to do with their mission, and that's it. We go up and down, and we have to know how to deal with each scenario. Bein be'aliyah, bein be'irida. Hainu. Shim yizak le'ez aliyah. If a person zocha to a certain aliyah in life, whether that aliyah means in his learning, in his parnasa, in his shalom bayis. Hainu says, shim yizak le'ez aliyah madrega, al yistapik atzma b'zeh. Don't be satisfied. I got to this level, I have made a seam on Maseches Megillah. I've accomplished so much, I'm satisfied, I'm ready to go to work now. I've accomplished this, I've accomplished that, I've got my chavrusa. A person should never be satisfied where he stands in his accomplishments in Teruchnias. Rak Yada V'yamin, he has to know and believe. Shehu Tzarech Lalechas Yosef Yosef, he needs to climb and grow. Now, in terms of growing, a person always has to know what's considered a realistic goal, what's in reach, and what's considered a fantasy. Person wants to climb the top of the ladder, but you can't go from A to Z. You can't just jump from 0 to 60. It takes time. Person has to always climb the rungs of the ladder, but he has to know where he's holding, where he stands. But to be sufficient and happy and satisfied at, you know, rung number 50, and there's 100 to go, that's you have to know how to continue to grow. Never be satisfied with what you are. Be happy and confident and accomplished, but always know there's more to grow. V'zeu ha'ares Hashem harishon kuf samach alv, that shame of Hashem. That gematria of the ekya spelled b'miloi, that represents a person trying to grow. Ekya is the lashon of future. I will become. It's a growing and growing and growing higher and higher. Shemurumas is b'pasuk. Im esek shemayim sham atav. You climb up to the shemayim and alf samich kuf, the same letters of kuf samich alf. That's the shem Hashem of trying to climb up to the shemayim. V'chein lehepech, the opposite is true as well. Afil im yipol chas v'shalom b'shol tachtios. Person falls to the darkest of places. I know people, I'm sure you know people, Avraham Weinberg knows tons of people who fall into the deepest of places, and they hit rock bottom. Sometimes you can't stop them on the way, but when they hit rock bottom, where there's no more falling, they turn around their lives. Not everyone's successful, but I know people who've hit rock bottom, the worst of the worst, and that place able to turn back around. The Talmud, a person should gamkin al yisya'ish asmo, never to give up hope. The Talmud Yechapes V'Yivakesh Es Hashem Yisbarach, to always seek out Hashem V'Yechazek Atzma B'chol Mokum Shu, wherever He is, B'chol Mash Yuchal, whatever you're able to accomplish. Ki Gam B'shol Tachtis Nimsa Hashem Yisbarach. As we've discussed in the past, Hashem's everywhere. Hashem's in the places, obviously in the Beis Knesses. Much harder to find Hashem in the place dark, in the bathroom, in the garbage. Hashem's everywhere. He's just more hidden, but He's everywhere. V'Gam Sham Yecholon L'Dabek Es Atzma, a person could connect himself Elav Yisbarach. V'zeu ha'aresh Hashem ha'sheni sag. That's the second name of Hashem. Of Yud-Kei-Vav-Kei spelled up Amiloid, the Gematria of 63, sag. M'lashon al-taseg gvul alam. Don't be bound by the borders. You're stuck in a situation. I remember when Rav Weinberg spoke about this many years ago. I think the first time I heard Rav Weinberg speak, maybe 5-6 years ago, it was at a Purim. It was at a Chanukah Purim, one of them. I don't remember which one. And he was describing, and this was really, got me to fall in love with Rav Weinberger. Because he was speaking about an old Batman episode he used to watch. And wow, he could speak about that? So I could speak about my old Simpsons shows, you know? So he was speaking about how, you know, maybe you guys are too young for this, but he used to fight and Batman and Robin used to, like, boom and pow and these different, like, you know, bubble letters to show, like, the sound effects of it. And, you know, it was a situation he was describing where, like, the walls were enclosing in and Batman and Robin and there's, like, suddenly it's a commercial and then you don't know what happens and somehow they broke out of it. So, you know, when it comes down, a person feels like stuck in between Beina Mitzarim. There's this gvul around him. He's stuck within the Beina Mitzarim, the weeks of Shivas Batamas and Tisha B'Av. In the world of Minameta Karasika, you could call out to Hashem. So that Shem Hashem of Sag, of Siag, of offense, you could break out of the fence. That's the Shem Havaya. Shemasik Gvulo Machzir Lacharov, you're closed in, you're being sent back. This is Am Yisrael. They're stuck between Yamsuf and the Mitzrayim. No place to go. And yet HaKadosh Baruch Hu created a path right down the middle. It was this Shem Hashem that was used. Shezeh b'chines yirida she'adam nofil chas v'shalom mimadregos. A person falls and falls to the lowest place. V'unisog achor chas v'shalom. He's stuck in the front, he's stuck in the back, he's stuck from all sides. Omilashim sigum, which is some type of, thorn of some sort. Shemargish b'nafsho shu'adayin mali kutzim v'sigum. He's stuck with thorns and the splinters. He's all in pain. V'hashev el Hashem, he returns to Hashem. Tzarech li'os baki be'elu beis drachim. To return to Hashem, you have to be a baki. You have to know when Yizirida, there's a way out, and when there's an aliyah. Don't be so proud of yourself. You were created to do this. You're created to grow more and more and more. So the way to create, to elevate to higher levels is Asik, Kasa, that name of Hashem, Kuf Samech Aleph. And the way to grow from when a person's Beyirida to the Tzarech Aliyah is the Shem Hashem of Sag. Vizel Remez Bapasak Anosim Bayam Derech. To find that Derech, because again, the Gemach of Derech is the Gemach of Sag plus Kasa. She Hashem Yizbarach Nosein Ha'aros Bey Shemos Elu. This is what Bina is. Bina is the Indian of Derech, finding a path. Shehem beiz bekiyos b'darech yatshuva. And by the way, this is why women, they have a Bina Yisera. Because women always have a Derech. They always know what to do. They always have some path to figure out. We're stuck, because men think in a logical way. So you think every possibility, and then you're stuck. Okay, I tried this, I tried that, there's no way to go. We think of the way of wisdom, of a chachma, of logic. Women, Bina is Yisera, Bina is a higher level, beyond logic. It's things we can't even understand. And the ability to be creative and artistic, that ability also comes from Bina, which is outside the box. It's not scientific. Men think scientifically for the most part. But Bina is a way to think more artistically, out of the box. So to find the Derech, when you're in the Yamsuf in front of you and there's a Mitzrayim behind you, you're stuck. You're in the box. There's no way out. But to have a Bina Yisera, to be able to think outside the box and to create a path, that's where women have that ability. So he says, Shehem beis bekiyos b'darach ha'tshuva. These are the two paths of tshuva. Livnei Yisrael ha'nesunim b'soch hayam. We're stuck in the water. Shu sfiras malchus. We're stuck in malchus. Malchus is the lowest of the spheres. We're stuck in this world of malchus, the sea of taiva, the sea of nisyonos. Lahayir lahem, to find that light, that path. Shiyadu livchor b'darach ha'tov v'hayishara. To choose that proper path. U'lios baki b'beis darach ha'tshuva. To call this day a day of celebration, a day of accomplishment, that you may Rosh Hashanah, haba malein latova. That's what we're looking to find, that path of Rosh Hashanah, that opening. When a person does the proper thing, the proper midos, the derech eretz and mitzvahs and so on, then ayidei ha'aras or abina hameir lov, through igniting that fire, that light of bina, which is Shiyasuk b'tikune tshuva, the gam the rabos also havodas hamiuchados lechodesh elul. We're just talking about very generic. He's going to give you some examples. How does one do this? So lemaisa, what are you doing in chodesh elul? Kamobra harbos bamirs tilim, to say tilim. People should be saying tilim every single day. That should be a given. If not, you should make sure to take upon yourself. That's not to be. Some like to do it every 30 days. I mentioned the other day that the reason why we do it every 30 days is because David HaMelech is connected to Rosh Chodesh. He was Mechaber Tilim, so we'd like to finish it every Rosh Chodesh as a celebration somehow of David HaMelech, of his accomplishments. But if not, you should say at least one or two Tilim every single day. It's very powerful. So much so that David HaMelech, as I mentioned, wanted to replace Limud HaTorah with Sefer Tilim. So Tilim should be said every day, but certainly in Chodesh Elu. V'amiris tikune zohar, afil eno mevin. He brings down here, we don't have time for the footnotes, but those who want, Oshud Chesi talks about how the zohar is a lashon of bringing light and Tara to a person. So learning Tikkuni Zohar is a big thing. They talk about that there's a certain Seder Hayom for learning in Chodesh Elul. That's in the footnote, Yud Ches. Ushar Tfilos Bakashos, other davenings, other requests, Liskariv, El Hashem Yisbarach. Ula Harbos B'Nisiyat Tzedaka, Uluma B'Sifrei Musar, Or Atzmo Liskariv, El Hashem Yisbarach, Al Yedei Asiyas Cheshvan and Nefesh, and introspection, and figure out what you need to work on, and how to be a better parent, and a better child, and a better husband, wife, a better friend, better chavrusa, just a lot of things to change yourself. Ubekazeh uchayote, because of these types of ideas, lahalos es ma'isav lemala, to elevate a person to a higher level, ligrom nachas ruach belyon. It's going to create an incredible nachas ruach above. Vaydezeh, through this, yigrom davar gadol v'niskav. It's going to create incredible things. Shekol adinim hashorim ba'olam yimad imtaku vizbatlu b'sharasham shibina. All the dinim, all the gzeres, all the punishments, all the terrible things in this world can be sweetened and softened by tshuva. Va'idei zeh yisbatel koach hara. We'll see in a little bit that bina, it's a strange thing, but if you don't know how these things work, bina is right above din, gvura, in the chart. Because bina is really the source of all din. Din comes from bina, which means that it's very harsh, and bina is a world of harsh. But if you want to uproot the din, you could go right to the root. You could take down a tree by either taking down the branches, or you can take down the tree by taking out the roots. So the roots are very strong. But if you take down the roots, so the whole tree is uprooted. There's no need to chop away little by little. So if you go right for the, you know, for the bina, go right for the roots, so you could uproot the entire source of all the din. V'rimuza, the remez to this, a beautiful remez, he says, Hamshachas haderech, hatshuva halazeh b'tevas elul. The derech, we're finding that derech, if you look at the word elul, k'tevas elul nechshav ki'ilu nechtav beis pamim kel-kel. Like Hashem's name twice, kel-kel. Ha'oz vav shel tevas elul, it's elul, it's not el-el, it's elul, not el-el. So what's the, it's Aleph Lamed Vav Lamed, not Aleph Lamed, Aleph Lamed. Where do you get Kel Kel from? So he explains that Tevas Vav Shel Tevas Elul, that Vav, he b'makum Aleph, it's in place of an Aleph. This is a little bit tricky, just pay attention to this remez. Ki Os Vav, hu kimo lovish la'os Aleph, hamtanez ba kezev Vav. So in other words, you take a Vav, you spell out the word Vav, it's Vav, Aleph, Vav. So Vav is now surrounding, it's enclosing an Aleph inside. If you remove the vavs on the outside, you're left with an aleph. So every vav is really an aleph hidden inside. So when you extract the aleph out, you remove the outside, the vav on the outside and both sides, you have an aleph now. So elul is really a hidden aleph in the second vav. V'tevas kel, yesh b'mispar gimel yudin. V'elef achat, ki os lamin, he says, nechlak l'gimel yudin. The way you spell lamin is really three yuds. That's how you spell it. V'elef achas, Romez al hamilu levad shel beis hashemos. Okay, a little bit complicated. We'll skip this remez, but he does some math here. I don't want to lose you or lose myself. So let's.
So why does the aleph have to be hidden?
The aleph has to be hidden because it's referring to the. We're trying to find the aleph down here in this world, in the lower world. So we're trying to remove it.
To find the proper derech, you have to search for the aleph.
Exactly. So he says, going weiter now, lachain. Yesh lechavin zeh pasuk hanosim b'yam aderech v'mayim azim nisiva. That's the bechodesh elul. That's the pasuk the kavana person should have. Bizman sheyored mishamayim haskula v'akoach hamyuchada shechodesh zeh. This is the skula. Every month has a skula. Has a certain skula, something to tap into, a certain light, a certain energy. The energy of elul is b'yam hanosim b'yam aderech, to find that path. Gam yesh be'elul hayamim litva v'mikva. Going to the mikva. B'kavanam yuchadesh lechodesh elul. There's a certain kavana. There are many kavanas. Of going to the mikveh, how many times, what, Shem Hashem. But one of them, it's a big inyan in Chodesh Elul, b'chdei levatel es atzmo legamre. The idea is, when you go into the mikveh, one of the understandings is, you go in, you can't breathe, the person's dead to a certain extent, and he comes up and he breathes, he becomes reborn. Le'asos kibriya chadashev kitinok shenolod aydei emo ila. Reborn from his mother. And so he quotes down here some of the kavanas one should have in mind. There's many kavanas, but just one he mentions here, the gematria of mikvah is 152. It's the gematria of ekia. You spell ekia in a certain way with hayz, 152. Take a look there for some of the kavanas to have in a mikvah. Uchashir vayter now, chashir oskin b'derech hachuvah. When a person goes on this path with chodesh hazeh, aydei ha'aretz bei shemos hachuvah. When you're going through the path, having in mind these two shemos Hashem of kasan and sag, it's going to draw down bina into this month, and it's nasa hachana nechona lahamti kadinim hasholtim b'Rosh Hashanah. It's going to now sweeten the din. Rosh Hashanah is Yom Hadin. The point of Elul is to soften the din when we approach Yom Hadin. So Elul, if you're going to really bolster up bina and the tshuva, that means Rosh Hashanah is going to be somewhat of a breeze. So now this is really incredible. We know there's 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. It was from the Gemara, it was just a logistical thing. They couldn't get the word out, so they had to keep 2 days, Shayantav Shagolios. But in Panemius, we know everything in reality, even though on the outside from the Gemara it sounds like, and it's true, it happened in such a way that because they couldn't get the word out, obviously it happened for a certain reason. So in Panemius, what was the reason for 2 days? So there are many things that are spoken about. B'nai Sascha has a beautiful piece, very similar to what he writes here. But what he explains here is as follows. Ki b'yom echad, the Rosh Hashanah, We have to know, just as background for a second, in general, women are considered din. Women are din, and men are, in general, considered chesed. Chesed is mashpia, men give, and women receive. To be a kli kibul, you want to have ore to come down, you want to collect the energy, you need to you need to create a kli. A kli is always mitzamten, something smaller, something more hidden, more tsanua, making it short and small. To catch it, I need to make a cup. If I have no cup, it's going to just come pouring down. I need to catch it. So you make a little kli to catch it. That's the din. Din's always making something smaller in order to catch the chesed. Men are mashpia, they're always giving, and women are the ones who are receiving. That's how it's understood. So in the spheres, the way it works is there are two girls, so two females. There's the bina, which is viewed as the mother, the aim, and then there's the malchus, which is the bas, which is the daughter. So there's two daughters. That's connected to Leah and Rachel. Leah and Rachel are the two women in the spheres. So Leah is the higher one. We'll see why in a second. She's the bina, and Rachel is the malchus, the lower one. That's why also dina is connected to malchus. Dina, the malchus, the dina. The bas and the dina is the din, is the malchus. Those who don't know these terms, I apologize, but you'll get familiar as we go weiter. So he says here as follows. Ki biyom rishon de Rosh Hashanah, the first day of Rosh Hashanah, is shole dina kashya, very strong level of din, which is nikre shaleya, that's called leya. Leya is a much stronger form of din. Bam takasa, ayidei shem kasa, hame'ira b'or sfiras abina. The way you soften leya, that din kashya, the first day of Rosh Hashanah, is that shem Hashem of kasa. V'zochen l'ksiva v'chasima tova b'inyani ruchnis, and through that, you're zocha to this good writing, the signature in life in the book of Chaim. Ubiyom sheni rashan, the second day is dina rafia, which is a softer type of din. Hanikres b'shem Rachel, Rachel was softer. Fam takasa ayde hashem hasheni shel sfiras bina, the second name is how you soften Rachel, which is the name of Sag. V'zochen l'ksiva v'chasima tova gam b'inyane gashmis. So the first day is b'inyane ruchnis, which is a higher level, which is bina ilah, which is leah. And the second one is bina tata, a lower one, which is really rachel, softer one, which is gashmis. And gashmis also needs a ksiva chasima tova. V'nei gam she'or salal, even though these lights meir in b'chol chodesh hazeh le'or el'tshuva. Granted, every single day of the month, there's this, these lights, these energies are available. As the pasuk says, u'bachsas aviyah v'asima yerch yamim. By the Eishi Shifas Torah, she cries for a full month over her father and mother. So this is the Mefarshim explained, the Rechaim explains, this is really referring to Elul, the month of Elul, with this crying about the father and the mother, the Chachm and the Bina, the Kadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael. So the whole month, Shekorin Tamid B'chodesh Elul, Shetzrichon Livkos L'schanin B'chodesh Hazel L'skariv El Avinu Shebashamayim. We're trying to return back to our father in Shemayim. U'lach Zor Tachas Tzel Kan Feshchina, to go underneath his wings. Every day, every moment of Elul is mesugal to be able to catch back on to Hashem. Im kolze, yeshla eis miyuchal is bonus. Granted, every single moment of Elul is like this, but there's a special opportunity for this in the month of Elul, which is the magnitude is even higher. Yes, every single person in the world is kadosh, but there's certain people who are more kadosh. There's certain places that are kadosh, every place is kadosh, but more. Some places are even higher level. But there's certain times that are, all times of Chodesh Elul are in Eis Ratzon, but there's a particular moment where the Eis Ratzon is even greater, the magnitude is even stronger. And that's Bizman Shetoken B'Shofar. Bizman Tekiyah Shofar, B'chol Yom Shechodesh Elul, Achar Tfilah. Like many things in Panemius, is that which we think is like very low level, like it's just a nice little minhag to blow the shofar, is oftentimes is the highest level in Panemius. It's almost always like that. So it's a nice minhag, okay, you missed the Tekiyah Shofar, no. Exactly. Hagbaglia, who wants it? So it's at the highest level, these things. So minhag to blow a shofar, just a minhag. Okay, you miss it, you run out before you're catching the subway, l'dav Hashem over you. But it's the greatest Eis Ratzon, he says, b'chodesh Elul. U'kede'isa b'zor ha'kadosh, she'omrim kodom t'kiya shofar, she'lazeh token b'shofar daika. Why a shofar? Why not a keren? We're learning these mishnayos now in the Gemara. Why a shofar, not a keren? Because what does a shofar, the word shofar mean? Ki a shofar yesh ba skula la'orer or midas habina. It has the ability to inspire, to ignite the fire of bina. Shesham, there is the makor tshuva hamtakas adinim umrumas b'lashon shafru ma'aseichem, to better your ways. Shofar is lashon of shifra, mishaferes, shafru ma'aseichem, to better our ways. V'aminag l'tkor b'chodesh nitkana, it was established to blow the shofar all month. The Zacher Mashitaku bin Yisrael Habiyosim Mibidbar Bayom Rosh Chodesh Elul, Kasher Ola Moshe Rabbeinu Lamarum, that they blew the shofar in Elul when Moshe Rabbeinu went up for a second time. Tiku Ozlo, deal of Nesel, Shemosha Ola Hayam, to know now is the day Hashem goes up, V'lo yitu od pam, don't make another mistake. We just had yesterday Shavas Bar Talmuz, where the mistake took place. They broke the luchos because they were making egal zav, v'cheda egal. Don't make that same mistake that we did yesterday. K'mo pam arishon. Sh'ala shechatu achar kach basiyas egal rachman alatzlan. Nimtza, what comes out is, shekol minag tkiya shofar, is la'ore es leva b'nesel, to inspire us, to awaken us. U'limanam minachet, to separate from chet, Dafka during the shofar time is where there's the greatest impact on having us return to tshuva. We tremble. That first time we hear the shofar, we tremble, we shake. Is it possible you could blow the shofar and people don't tremble? To think, close your eyes with fear, trepidation. Not just stam, okay, I got the minhag, I know Rosh Hashanah is coming, okay, shkoyach, 30 days left. No. The ace tkiah shofar is a time where you're supposed to start thinking of the tshuva. Ulis ore b'tshuva liyashe drachav l'shinis achmu aydei chatos, of all the mistakes, the wrong turns we made along the way, get back on the derech. Nosim b'yam derech. V'oz huzman his bonus l'ayin b'drachav v'malav ileida ez a derech hatova v'yashara sh'yedech b'ha'odam u'mimash etzarech limnoa. If you have the proper kavanah during these times, im habeiz bekiyos, the kasa and the sag, those names, the derech, then you'll be zochel l'skariv el Hashem sheyator gavra l'kras yom Hashem hagadol v'anora. Everyone have a wonderful Shabbos. It's a good way to start the Bein Metzarim and preparing for Elul. It's far away, but it's never too early to stop preparing. Have a good Shabbos, everyone.